A miss and a long walk in the middle of the night can certainly test the mettle of any hunter. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Christian Questad and his hunting partner Nathan had done it all, followed a trophy elk for over a week, and finally got it lined up for a decent shot, about 700 yards, but Christian practices shots at 1,000 all the time. Anyway, the bull was lined up, Christian pulled the trigger, and missed. The bull swung his head around and disappeared.
It took us almost 5 hours to get back from where we were hunting in that spot. The next day, we couldn't find him again, and so we found a smaller bull that he'd pushed off his cows. That bull wasn't too smart and actually was still coming to calls. So the neat thing was, since it wasn't a personal best for either one of them, we got on the satellite and texted Nathan's wife and had him bring 11-year-old son up, and we came down off the mountain and went and got him, brought him up and got him in position the next day, and he got this bull. It was a solid 300.6x6 that had its fifth and sixth broke off on one side. It was really unique, had a lot of character, cool looking bull. Probably hooked that kid for life. That was his first animal.
Yeah.
We might have to have him along with us all the time. I don't know. But obviously some of the hunts he can't do. But almost every story, whether we've been successful or not, always comes out being enjoyable.
Isn't that the truth? That's why they call it hunting. It ain't like shooting fish in a barrel. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.